Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Real Madrid 1, Liverpool 0. I'm going to carry this on. So anyway, I don't need to be getting round of applause from Real Madrid fans. I want Real Madrid fans to walk out of their stadium in floods of tears. I want them to never want to see us again. I want their kids to wake up screaming in the middle of the night thinking about having to play Liverpool again. Not like them playing You'll Never Walk Alone at the end and being all dignified and stuff. I hate that. I hate when you get to be magnanimous when you've won. Real shame, wasn't it? Real shame. Threatened to have something, some magic, just that, little X factor that gets you over the line. First half, I thought we were okay. Obviously, Alisson Becker makes some saves that prove that he's still the best goalie on the planet, and we would be God knows where without him. They had some big chances, of course they did, but I thought Liverpool were just grinding away quite nicely. Wasn't perfect. It wasn't like the heavy metal football that's such an overused expression that it makes me quite bored at this point, but We were doing something. We were playing well. I thought Cody Gakpo had a good game. I thought it was an interesting decision to put him in midfield. But ultimately, how the game played out was we played our big hit from the start. And listen, no Bacetic, no Henderson. I thought James Milner came in and had a really good game as well. In fact, Alisson, Gakpo and Milner were the ones who can really hold their heads up high tonight, I think. Not that anyone disgraced themselves, not that there was any genuinely poor performances or lack of heart or desire or all that stuff, but yeah, just so frustrating. We really could have, on another day, just you get that first half goal, it changes perspectives, it changes the mood, it puts the cat amongst the pigeons for them, it maybe gives them something a little bit more to think about, and it gives us something to chase, whereas the second half comes around, we start to tire, it felt like a bad decision to take Darwin off, it felt like, yeah, he's got pace, and the other lads that we bring on really don't have that. So we still created decent situations. I mean, we tried to pass it in by the end, and the problem is when you get to 15 minutes left to go and you're chasing that kind of uphill battle, I don't know where the motivation goes to really continue to go and go and go again. But we didn't disgrace ourselves tonight. And we could have done, given how we got blown away in the second half at Anfield. Yeah, I'm just a bit disappointed. And it's because that's your respite now. That was your last, maybe this season could be a bit magic or a bit special. The best that Liverpool can play for this season now is third. But realistically, at best, fourth in the league. And that's just shit, isn't it? Just playing for fourth is shit. We've done that, we had that for years, and it was rubbish, because the problem is when you play for fourth, you more often than not end up fifth, and Liverpool have got a big mountain to climb in the next coming, 2.5 months till the end of the season. If they want to prove that they're at this level, or they can get back to this level again, they need to be in the Champions League. Right now they're not on Real Madrid's level. It's so annoying as a football club that they can do the rebuild while still maintaining the ability to win European Cups. We've clearly shown that we can't do that. hopefully the rebuild doesn't take as long as we fear it might do. Hopefully we can just get to some, because I just want this abomination of a season to be over. But it can't be. We've still got to go into the trenches. We've still got to dig deep emotionally and put ourselves through the ringer for the rest of the Premier League campaign. Hopefully now no more distractions. Hopefully we can get a bit of luck with injuries. Wouldn't that be nice? Because that's another thing that's really undone us. This whole season feel like it's something has been fundamentally wrong going all the way back to pre-season. It's been hinted at in chats. You know, it's been mentioned that they got the pre-season wrong. They've just got to get to the end somehow, some way, scrap the way into the top four and then wash their hands of this season and start again in the summer and try and come back stronger and better. But yeah, that's where it is. The Champions League dream does not end in Istanbul this season. It ends here in Madrid, being locked in for an hour with no toilets. I am bursting for a piss. Thank you so much, Madrid police, wankers. But yeah, anyway, I now face an hour walk back to the hotel. Thoughts and prayers for Paul's legs and back in the comments up the red.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.